Revenge can be an ugly thing, especially if waged in the unfriendly skies of Syria. For with the Russian-Syrian drive to drain the swamp in northern Syria and loyalist forces prevailing over Latakia, Turkish revenge will seep to the surface.
The Syrian army and the National Defense Forces, NDF, and Hezbollah seized back the areas of al-Makashileh and Jab al-Ahmar in the northern parts of Latakia province on Saturday. The Syrian forces pushed back the militant groups and restored full security to al-Ramaliya and al-Kidra hills.
Looks like Turkey's ambush of Russia's plane was planned payback due to Russia's devastating strikes on Erdogan's Syrian Turkmen rebels and allied Chechen jihadists in North Latakia. It's Turkey-Chechen solidarity. Ever since the Chechen wars, with the terrorist Chechen government in exile, vowing to fight for Erdogan, the leader of the Muslim people against Russia. And saying you're sorry is not what the Sultan is all about.
Was it a mistake? And will you apologize?
Well, I think if there's a party that needs to apologize, it's not us. Those who violated our airspace are the ones who need to apologize.
Liar. It's your F-16 that violated Syria's airspace when shooting down Russia's plane. And the U.S. and NATO know this. At minimum, they would have the heat signatures of the aircraft involved.
Putin has accused you of effectively stabbing him in the back, I think is the line he used. And as being Turkey, an accomplice of terror. This is pretty fiery stuff, isn't it?
If Mr. Putin is saying that we are cooperating with Daesh, that we are accomplices, I think that would be a huge mistake. And Russia is not engaged in a fight against Daesh in Syria. On the contrary, they are actually targeting moderate opposition.
It's those moderates who celebrated their war crime when machine gunning the Russian pilot as he parachuted from the ambush plane. How is it that these Turkmen brigades, their leader, a Turkish Grey Wolf terrorist, knew the exact time of the shootdown? How is it that their cameras, video venues, and script were ready to go? Looks like coordinated and premeditated revenge.
Bugün Kızıldağ'a başlattığımız operasyona Rus destekli yine de havadan saldırı oldu. Rus uçağı Türkiye sınırını geçince Türk uçakları tarafından anında vurularak düşürüldü. Suriye tarafına düşen uçağın paraşütünün bir parçası. Diğer parçaları iç tarafta.
Atladıklarında ölü müydü?
Tabii bizim arkadaşlarımızla havaya ateş açtılar. Açtık hepimiz. Havada öldüler hepsi.
And when Putin called Turkey an accomplice of terrorists, he knew the place and the players.
В этой связи хочу сказать, что мы слышим сейчас о неких племенах, близких для Турции, туркоманов и так далее. Но, во-первых, возникает вопрос, что на этой территории делают представители террористических турецких организаций, которые сами попадают в объектив фотокамеры, а потом выкладывают сами себя в сеть. Второе, что на этой территории делают выходцы из Российской Федерации, которые находятся у нас в розыске за совершенные преступления, которые точно относятся к категории международных террористов.
Erdogan lets them through. He's been harboring these Chechen criminals for years. And he's not happy seeing his stolen Syrian oil empire going up in smoke.
Теперь, что касается нефти, да, вы спросили? И о том, что она якобы на территории Турции уничтожается. Я вот на двадцатке, кстати, в Турции, в Анталии, показывал фотографии, я уже говорил об этом публично, сделанные с высоты 5000 километров нашими летчиками. Автомобили, перевозящие нефть, выстроены в цепочку и уходят за горизонт. Это выглядит как живая нефтяная труба. Речь идет о промышленных масштабах поставок нефти с захваченных сирийских территорий, захваченных террористами. Именно с этих территорий, а не с каких других. И мы видим с воздуха, куда идут эти машины. Они днем и ночью идут в Турцию. Если там турецкие власти перерабатывают нефть, уничтожают ее. Мы что-то не видим дыма от костров по уничтожению этой нефти.
But we're seeing lots of smoke from Russian jets blowing up ISIS oil trucks near Raqqa. For if you jettison the income ISIS makes from stolen oil, you take the jihadists down. That's exactly what Putin's doing. Russia's in charge, even if Jewish neocons try to get their boots on the ground.
We had Colonel Jack Jacobs on yesterday, and he said the only way to solve this problem is to put boots on the ground.
Yes.
That there's no other way to stabilize the situation.
Yeah, so I am a big fan of Colonel Jacobs. But there are several military leaders, who believe, as Colonel Jacobs does, that if you actually want to rebuild and sort of recreate Syrian society, it will require a troop commitment on the scale that Colonel Jacobs is recommending.
He's going to recreate Syrian society with his fellow Jewish neocons, just like they did in Iraq and Libya? Not this time. The Syrians will decide their own fate, not Jewish neocons. The cat's out of the bag. Turkey's been enabling ISIS terror. But their revenge against Russia backfired. Russia's now determined, more than ever, to finish the job. Putin just bombed Erdogan's latest weapons shipment into northern Syria, close to the border. It's a whole new ballgame, and Putin's hitting the home runs.